Hello everybody, I'm Drew from Ireland. Thanks for coming to my channel. This is about Bill Oddy. Well, requiescat in pace, Bill Oddy, William Edgar Oddy, who was a member of the, well, we are given the Order of the British Empire many years ago. So he's well known as a television presenter for decades, who's just been summoned as a reward at the age of 84. So yeah, Bill Oddy from the 70s into the noughties, was a staple of British television. He mostly worked for the British Broadcasting Corporation. So he was an ornithologist. He'd been born in Quinton, which is an area of Birmingham. And his dad was not from there, was from Northwest England. Not sure about his mum. His mother was out of his life because of a mental illness quite a long time. So he went to King Edward School, Birmingham, which is the most distinguished school in the United Kingdom's second city. He was an outstanding rugby player. You wouldn't think he was a rugger bugger to look at him later. Reading English at Cambridge, and that was it. He was involved in Footlights, which was their sort of comical acting troupe. And obviously lots of luminaries came through there, like Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie and Emma Thompson, and I can't think who else. You know, the Monty Python, all that lot were there. Okay, and they performed at the Edinburgh Festival and so on, and performed in the West End. He was part of That Was the Week That Was, a satirical current affairs program in the late 60s. So he was really never off television apart from that. Remember, going back to the early 1960s, it was the BBC and ITV, and that was it. So someone who went on television in the United Kingdom, he or she was famous for life. It's not like that. Okay, so he used to write comedy material for others, including some people who were in the Python, such as Michael Palin and Terry Jones, and that was it. So in more recent times, he wasn't known for that. He was more into ornithology. He was a voice actor. He did Banana Man, which was a children's cartoon thing on in the 1980s, and I had one of the comics for it. I was at Hull Railway Station, being given it as a present, and I was leaning out the window to say goodbye. You could open the window all the way down. And then I dropped it and it was in the platform. I never got to read the comic. Stayed with me all these years. Okay. So he used to do charity gigs for Amnesty International and so on, that evil organization. And I know it does some good as well. But it's a sort of a child abuse ring. But yeah, I was always fascinated by natural history and present programs about them. And he wrote articles for magazines for ornithologists such as Birdwatch, British Birds, Birdwatching Magazine, and so on. And he used to talk about bird song. He was always fascinated by that. He had that rather unhappy childhood. And much later, he was on Who Do You Think You Are? They look into family history. And a lot of this came out. But he was soft-spoken. He was equable. He was even-tempered, good-natured. Not many people had a bad word to say about him. He produced dozens of successful programs on nature, particularly on birds, Great Bird Race, The Great Kenyan Bird Safari, Flight to Eilat about Israel, Birding with Bill Oddy, Wild in Your Garden. So just watching the very simple things in life, and that's ultimately what makes people happy, rather than things which are dramatic and expensive. And he was, unfortunately, he was a bigot. He wanted to deprive people of their civil liberty in some of the organizations he was in as well. Okay, so he also composed music as well. Lyrics and so forth. So you can see how multi-talented he was. He did Asterix in Asterix and the Big Fight, that program. He appeared on Married with Children and so on. So many things. Time Teen, about this these archaeological digs and stuff like that. So that was him. So he married early in life. He had two children. They eventually divorced. He married a second time. And he even had a marriage from his second marriage. He was a bit of a lovey. So he lived in Hampstead, that area of London, which is sort of an infestation of leftards. So that was it. He'd been afflicted by mental illness as well, probably inherited, because he suffered this bipolarity, and that was it. He was a big supporter of the Green Party with all the sort of attendant prejudices that came from saying he was ashamed to be British. He could have renounced his nationality and taken another one. He said he wanted to limit the number of children British families can have and so on, calling the British a terrible race. So I suppose in that sense, he was broad-minded. He could have turned down the OBE, but the OBE was awarded to him for what he'd done to promote awareness of wildlife and things like that. So yeah, he wrote so many books and contributed to other books and things like that. So yeah, he's just died now, an environmentally friendly funeral, but all this leftism, it didn't mean that he was ever going to give away his his wealth to anybody else. I mean, he had three children. Was he evil? So that was Bill Oddie. I mean, I'm not bird-brained myself, but for those of you like your feathered friends, you'll probably miss him sorely. All right, toodaloo.